Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Randy from Puyallup is. Randy, are you there?
I am.
We're going to find out who is the true king of Puyallup, Steve Migs. So you better get out of the studio so we can figure that out.
It's a P-Town showdown. Or throwdown.
One of those things.
It's a game for Puyallup people.
I just think you're going down, Steve.
Oh, thanks. I got to go.
For those who are playing along at home, Randy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What color do you get when you mix red and yellow?
Orange.
Correct. How many points is a safety in football?
2.
Yes. Which character in Alice in Wonderland is known for its mischievous grin?
The Cheshire Cat.
Yes. In what decade was the McDonald's Happy Meal released nationwide?
40s.
No.
50s.
No. 60s. No. Which U.S. landmark was once called Long Acre Square?
Long Island?
No.
Pass.
What is the name for the process of electing a new pope?
Pass.
Which zodiac symbol is represented by the goat?
Sagittarius.
No.
Pass.
The U.S. acquired the Virgin Islands from which Scandinavian country?
Norway?
No.
Sweden?
No.
Finland?
No. Which candy originally came in 3 different pieces with 3 different flavors?
Skittles.
No. Randy, we got you down for 3.
Brutal.
We'll see how Mr. Steve Migs does, though. You never know. He walked in smiling, so.
Well, I just saw Kayla from our station.
Aww.
See, that's the reaction I had as well.
I would have smiled also.
It's always great seeing Kayla, and it looked like she had some food in her hand, too.
Well, so. Is she sharing?
I don't know. It looked like a big box of it.
Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What color do you get when you mix red and yellow?
That would be orange.
Yes. How many points is a safety in football?
2 points.
Yes. Which character in Alice in Wonderland is known for its mischievous grin?
Is that the Cat in the Hat?
No.
Just the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, there you go. In what decade was the McDonald's Happy Meal released nationwide?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. Which U.S. landmark was once called Long Acre Square?
What was the question?
Which U.S. landmark was once called Long Acre Square?
The White House?
No.
The Yellowstone?
No.
Grand Canyon?
No. What is the name for the process of electing a new pope?
Oh, crap. We were just talking about this, too. I can't think of it now. Ah, the big vote.
No.
American Idol.
No.
Pope Idol.
No. Which zodiac symbol is represented by the goat?
Is that Sagittarius?
It is not.
Capricorn?
Yes. The U.S. acquired the Virgin Islands from which Scandinavian country?
Minnesota.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. And that is a victory.
Yes.
5-3.
I'll take it.
Sorry, Randy.
That's all good. Good game, Steve.
Have a good one, my man.
Okie dokie.
Kind of felt like the Seahawks there. Started off strong.
In the fourth quarter.
Things were not looking good, but still got the win.
All right, Steve, Megs, neither of you knew that the U.S. landmark once called Long Acre Square is Times Square.
Oh.
The name for the process of electing a new pope, conclave.
That's what it is.
As a good Catholic boy, I'm very disappointed in you.
Completely brain farted.
The U.S. acquired the Virgin Islands from Denmark, one that you did not get to. Which candy originally came in 3 different pieces with 3 different flavors?
Let's go Kit Kat.
3 Musketeers, of course.
Oh.
But congratulations. A win is a win, my friend.
Fair.
The Daily Mix Show.
All week long at 8:05 a.m., we have been giving out code words for you to text for a chance to win tickets to see Rush when they bring the 50-something tour to Climate Pledge Arena next year on October 10th. You can get contest details at KISW.com, and I'll see you at the show.
And tomorrow morning, 8:05, that'll be your last shot.
Yeah, so get it done.
Set an alarm.
If you're not aware, we are in a very heated fantasy football league with some of our coworkers, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
We have our commissioner, Mike Hawk, from the men's room in studio with us right now.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
We are so excited to find out what the hell is going on in our league, because I don't think Steve and I really know what's going on until you show up on Thursday.
Well, I'm glad I can bring it to light, because it is a heated exchange that we have going on.
And if my memory serves me correct, this was a big one, because in our fantasy football league, which includes our show has a team, the men's room have a team.
Correct.
The Wolf, they have a team, and then
Eric Powers.
Eric Powers from Hot 103.7 also has a team, but this week it was a battle between KISW shows. It was our show versus the men's room, right?
No, that is incorrect, Steve.
Oh.
You were very close. I appreciate the gusto, though.
Damn it.
This is why Steve is not the commissioner.
No, this week it was the men's room versus the Morning Wolf Pack, and it was Daily Migs versus Eric Powers.
That's what it was. We were playing a guy who hasn't even replaced people who are injured on his team.
Correct, and you'll be glad to know that Joe Burrow remains his starting quarterback, who put up 0 points as he is on the IR. And then his big running back, Derrick Henry, had a bye week this week, which he also still started. So he only racked up a good amount of 86 points.
Did we lose?
Meanwhile, the Daily Mix Show, with only a 9.6 showing by Sam Darnold, beat Eric Powers 130-86.
Yes!
However,
let's go. We are winners.
We're so good at this.
So how did you guys do against the Silly Wolf crew?
Well, the Morning Wolf Pack put up a good showing of 111 points, but when it comes to fantasy football, the men's room shows up and we beat them 168-54.
KISW beats them all. Thrill, son. Stepping up big.
Damn right. We got a good manager. The first couple weeks were shaky, but the first couple weeks of any football season are weird. You have to see what people are doing. Did they just have a good year? Are they actually a good player? And that's what we found out.
We're getting dialed in.
Speaking of fantasy football, I don't know if you saw, because we didn't do any silly bets this time around, but I do love a good silly bet when it comes to fantasy. I'm not even a big fantasy football guy, obviously. But I love when people have to pay off their debts, because sometimes they're just really stupid. Did you see the fantasy football show on ESPN?
No.
What's the guy's name? His name is Daniel Dopp.
All right.
And he does it with like Field Yates and another guy as well. And they show up on their show that where they talk about fantasy football. And I guess this guy doesn't have hair, but he showed up with a full head of hair. And here's how it sounded.
What's good, friends? Welcome on into Fantasy Focus Football alongside Field Yates and Mike Clay. My name is, I think, Daniel Dopp.
You are giving, like Dopp, sort of. Of course, I should have just Googled this prior to actually beginning the show, but you look like a character from Scooby-Doo right now.
I sort of do. I am paying off my start of the week punishment by wearing a wig for the entire show. So if you do not watch our YouTube chat, now is not a bad time to be able to tune in and see
it. Or it's a terrible time.
Well,
one of those two.
How dare you?
You know what? We have so many dudes with no hair around these parts. I think it might be fun to do a wig day.
Oh, maybe the next time. Are we going to go head-to-head with you guys again at some point,
right? Let me take a gander. We've got to be coming up against you guys here soon. Let's see. Week 8 matchups will be Eric Powers versus the Morning Wolf Pack and the Men's Room versus the Daily Migs Morning Show.
Well, last I checked, our show does have a bald person on the show.
Yes.
Yes.
That is Tyron Daly.
Yes. This is just a wig.
Yes.
And ours, I believe, has just one.
What? Yeah.
Just one bald person.
Just one haired person.
Well, no, Miles is upside down.
So do we have it so winner wears a wig on the show all for a full day?
Where's no, the loser wears wig.
I guess yeah, I meant. The loser yes. needs to wear the wig on the show for the full day.
So it'd be you, Thrill, and Ted have to wear it. And well, you guys are live on YouTube.
We are, yes. Oh. We are officially streaming at KISW Rock over on YouTube. So, yeah, you'd be able to see us in all of our glory. And I know that you guys have the cameras in here as well that you're loading up clips. So I would expect plenty of evidence.
Yeah, we post selected clips. That might not be one of them. But, you know, we never know.
Mike, do you personally own a wig?
I'm sure I've got some hair appendages somewhere in the house. It is also the Halloween season, so obtaining a wig would not be a hard deal. So are we talking clown wigs? Are we talking full-on good, lush L'Oreal wigs? What are we talking about?
Whatever covers the baldness.
I think just choose your own adventure.
Because I got like a sweet mullet wig, I'm pretty sure, somewhere.
I think I have a sweet mullet wig that I am willing to donate to the cause.
Is it blonde?
I think it is blonde.
Oh, okay, I'll use yours because I have a brunette one. I feel like blonde is more my vibe.
You really do present as a blonde.
Thank you.
You do.
I did take part in a party. I don't remember the theme of it, but I tried to go as Guy Fieri, and so I have a visor with his white hair sticking in the back.
I'm one of those.
If that counts.
That's amazing. I need to see that.
Mike, while we have you in, because recently we were having this conversation about, like, you know, this lady won Seahawks tickets. Okay. Not on our show, and like our work raffle.
Gotcha.
And she's having a hard time picking if she should take her husband, who's a huge Seahawks fan, cried when they won the Super Bowl, like many of us.
Okay.
Or she should take her dad, who got her hooked on the Seahawks.
Oh, that's a beating.
And her brother's name is Steve. Her dad named him Steve after Steve Largent.
Or as he said, Stephen Michael Yoda Largent.
Yes.
Got a pair of tickets. The game that's coming up now?
The game against the Cardinals.
Game against the Cardinals.
So that's in a couple of weeks. So we've been having them go head-to-head in some trivia to figure out who she's going to pick.
Right.
The dad or the husband, and the dad won.
I mean, as much as I am a devoted husband to my wife, and I kind of agree with sticking to the marriage, if he got her hooked on football, I think you got to take your old man to this game.
So that's my question. Like, you're a big Seahawks fan. Did you grow up in a Seahawks family?
You know what? We always rooted for the Seahawks. We always rooted for Seahawks sport or Seattle sports and all that. The Seahawks were not really worth watching at the time. I did jump on the bandwagon back when they started doing well back in 2012, 13, as they started to build momentum, and then when they finally took it. So, we were more of a Mariners household than we were a Seahawks household. So
I asked this because did you guys happen to catch the video of this teenage New York Jets fan that was outside of a Jets game, and this random dude came up to him and was just asking him some questions? And Tyron, you look confused by this, so listen to what this kid said when he was asking him about the New York Jets.
I'll see if I can get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
I did see that clip, and I share his sentiments about other teams here in Seattle.
I think everybody felt for that kid because he just looked at the camera like as if he's like, I'm being held hostage, but I'm stuck with these New York Jets, or as he liked to say.
I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever, I'm always a Jets fan, but like, I hate this team.
Yeah, because one day you know they're going to be good. You know it's going to happen one day. It's not your day.
Not today.
I don't know if he'll ever be good in New York.
No, I don't think they will.
I hate this team.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to style you down with tickets to see Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge Arena on October 29th. Next week, Steve, can you believe it?
No.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
I hate this team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
All week long, we have the hookup on tickets to see Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show is next week, October 29th. Say hello to our contestant. It is Jared on I-90 this morning. What's up, Jared?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, dude, we're doing so great. So good. And we're ready to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Steve Miggs? Jared, I'm here for you, and we're going to win these tickets.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Jared, here is your clip.
Oh, God.
We can totally play it again.
Yeah, let's play it again.
Okay. Not that my humming is going to probably help much, but let me know if you need a hint.
I might need a hint on this one.
Okay. The band announced a tour coming up. They released a brand new song today, which we're going to play in a few minutes. And it's fronted by Dave Grohl.
Okay. Foo Fighters.
Okay. We got Foo Fighters. Now that you have that in your head, let's hear the song again.
Would you like a hint on the song title?
Yes.
Okay. When you look at your watch, you're trying to tell
the time.
Okay.
It's not time to fly.
No, there's no time in Learn to Fly. Time is the first word of the song title. Well, plural version of time.
Many, many times.
Multiple time.
Okay.
Okay. And the last word rhymes with cheese.
Cheese.
Not those, but...
there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's play it again for you. Hold on. Could this be the time?
Times like these?
Oh! Times like these? Jared, did you get help or did it just click?
Hearing it through the sound of the speaker of the phone is so tricky.
Oh, I know. That's the hard part. That's why we have no integrity with this game. That's why we try and help you.
All right, very nicely done there, guys.
And just a few moments, we will play that brand new Foo Fighters song.
Yeah.
Which is it called Friends Like These?
It's called Asking for a Friend.
Oh, that's what it is.
There you go. All right.
Friends Like These.
Steve Miggs, are you ready for your clip?
Yes, hit me with it. Oh. Can I hear it one more time just for funsies?
Of course.
That would be Weezer from their first record, the Blue Album, Say It Ain't So. Jerry, congratulations. You're going to go see Adam Sandler.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, man. Have a great day. I put this on the list of songs that I've heard a million times and I'm still not sick of.
I'm with you. And also, that Blue album, just as far as debut albums go, that's got to be one of the finest.
It's what do they call it, like the Desert Island Discs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like those albums that you can just listen to from beginning to end and you're just like, I'm never going to get sick of it. That album, it triggers a lot of nostalgia, but you're right. It's great from beginning to end.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after the new Foo Fighters. The song is called Asking for a Friend. Throughout the morning, we've received some texts and calls that we weren't able to get to. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if there's anything you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind to discuss with us. Checking in with the Rockaholics is brought to you by Pendergast Law. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call and the number to text. Steve, earlier this morning, we played back part of our chat with one of my high school teachers that called up yesterday.
Out of the blue, he just called up because he listens to the show, hasn't talked to you in, what, 24 years?
Yes. Thanks for dating me. Yes, yes, that
was,
many years.
He was your kindergarten teacher, of course. Yes, yeah.
But we were talking about memorable teachers, and we've got a couple folks on the phone that want to chat about memorable teachers. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin, tell us about a memorable teacher you had.
Oh, let me tell you about, so this is from 1981, I think, might be 82, but Mr. Peterson, he was a forestry teacher.
Okay.
And so what we did is my first and second period, we went out to a 40-acre forest land, and, I mean, it was basically go out there and get stoned and learn about trees and stuff.
Wait, were you getting stoned with your teacher, or did he not know you guys were getting...
No. We didn't... Well, no. I never smoked out with Peterson, but... So, one day, we all got together, and we're like, okay, let's have a party. Okay, so we're going to have a party. So, we got a couple cases of beer, a couple fifths, some joints, and a beer bong.
Okay.
And so we're out there in the woods.
Okay. Well, we gotta run, dude.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Mr. Peterson. How about old man Kenny from Gig Harbor checking in with the Rockaholics, and you want to talk about a memorable teacher. Who was that teacher, old man Kenny?
I actually have two. And the first one was physical education, Mr. Turnbull. I was in eighth grade, and he had semesters. And the wrestling, he was teaching us wrestling. So
okay.
For two or three weeks, I had to wrestle every day. Mr. Stinky, he matched us up by size. And I had Mr. Don't Wear Deodorant. I don't think dude ever washed his gym clothes.
Oh, well, that's strategy.
Yeah, I got the better of them, just so you know.
Nice.
Anyway, I never complained. And I'd have to scrub, after every day. But anyways, about 2 days were left in the class, and we were going to pick classes for next year. And all of a sudden, Mr. Turnbull comes out. I was like, Gibson, get in here. I thought I did something bad, So I go in his office. He says, you plan on signing up for PE next year? I said, yeah. Or next semester? I said, yeah. And this is eighth grade. He goes, how'd you like to be my assistant? So he threw me a bone, you know what I'm saying? So the next semester, in fact, I was in eighth, and I was ahead of, it was a ninth grade class. So the boys looked up to me and nodded at me down the hall, picked me on teams. And so he threw me a bone there.
Hey, quick question, because you mentioned PE and it got me thinking, and Taryn, I'd love to know for you as well, because someone posted this on social media and it totally was like a moment of nostalgia. When you were taking PE, did you have the long ass rope from the ceiling and part of your PE?
Yes.
Looking back on that, what a recipe for a disaster. Like, let's let these kids climb all the way to the top of this room and on a rope and potentially just fall and land on their head.
Yeah, Yeah. Here's what Mr. Turnbull would do, too. This is kind of funny, too, and I thought it was kind of, you know. Anytime that he came out and you were doing something stupid, he would call everybody JoJo. Hey, JoJo, do a front roll up and back. And what you had to do was tumble the full length of the court and back and beat on you, man.
That is awesome. Thank you, Kenny. Did you have to do the rope?
Yes. I mean, I don't
think
I ever...
Did you get the rope burn? Because I never got up to the top.
I never had the upper body strength. Still don't have the upper body strength to do anything like that.
It's such a strange thing to make kids do.
It is a strange thing.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that you can join us on December 12th as we gather at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Members of Shinedown, we also have the Pretty Reckless, Mammoth, Daughtry, and more. Grab the tickets before they're gone at KISW.com. In a new ad for their tequila, Matthew McConaughey is commemorating the anniversary of the infamous naked bongos arrest with his wife, Camilla.
Forgot he even got in trouble for that.
So he decided to perform a theatrical reading of the police report to commemorate the incident.
What follows is a real police report. No names have been changed, because he was totally guilty.
On arrival to the location, I could easily hear very loud music, dancing, and playing bongo drums. The nude subject yelled, "Why are you here?
Why are you here?"
Glassy and very bloodshot eyes.
And?
Pantalones Organic Tequila. Please bongo responsibly.
Is this tequila called Pantalones? Like pants tequila?
Pants tequila? That, I prefer no pants tequila to pants tequila.
I've went too many shots that tarantula comes out with no pants.
The Daily Mix Show.
The American League Manager of the Year for 2025 has been named, and you will find out who it is during the Daily Mix download after Smashing Pumpkins.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us.
Steven, I'm just getting super nerdy over here on the music history.
Yeah.
Wow. We started with Foo Fighters and somehow ended up with Madonna and the Deftones.
You guys are having a bro moment over there for sure. Yeah,
nerd alert.
Those are my favorite conversations, though. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And congratulations to Dan Wilson, Seattle Mariners manager, just named the American League Manager of the Year by the Sporting News, which is the vote that's done by his peers.
Yeah.
They must not have been counting that last game.
Yeah, I don't think they were, because it's so funny. You go on social media, and there are still people demanding that he gets fired. I'm like,
of course.
You know, his peers viewed him as being a great manager. He brought a team that has never gone that far ever in their franchise history to Game 7. As much as Game 7 sucked and the decision was questionable, you can't discount the fact that this guy did some pretty freaking great things with
the
Seattle Mariners.
You're only as good as your last game, I guess.
Okay, yeah, apparently. So get rid of the whole team then. Because Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh also named by the Sporting News as part of like their all-star team.
So awesome.
Pretty freaking cool. Congrats. I know we need something to cheer about with these Mariners because they're not in it anymore. And of course, the World Series starts tomorrow. You've got the Dodgers taking on the Toronto Blue Jays.
I'm not going to watch it.
Me either. I'm protesting.
Well, speaking of the Mariners, Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Johnson, the big unit, was signing autographs over the weekend and explained why he will not sign jerseys for people, and it's actually a pretty caring and thoughtful reason. Check it out.
It's the one thing that I don't sign because it's the one thing that can raise money for charities. My charities and other people's charities, because there's not a lot of them floating out there. I was doing this way back a long time ago. Yeah. So that's why. Yeah.
So you couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
Smart, though.
Because it's the one thing. Yeah. I mean, everything else just signed, but one thing that might raise a little bit more money for a charity.
And I think it'll start because somebody had a jersey. Like, come on, man, sign this.
Do it.
Nope. Yeah. That makes sense.
I love that he does that.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it makes it more worthy. Worthy, I guess, is the right term, right?
Yeah, sure. Valuable.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Hey, over in Cleoma on I-90, a truck hauling an oversized look. Did you see that?
Have you seen the pictures of this?
It's
going to be gnarly for a long time.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be a while for them to get this all figured out. But for now, the drivers are being detoured at exit 80. And I'm sure traffic and commuting around that area is just a blast.
Yeah. Also in the mountains to the east of us, there were two hikers that got trapped thanks to an early snowstorm that passed through in the Alpine Lakes wilderness. They were very cold, very wet, stuck only with a tarp to try to keep some shelter going, but they did manage to get a text through to 911 for some help. When the search and rescue teams found them, they had to hike 5 miles through the snow to get to them. They're okay, but now officials want to remind everyone, hey, it's mountain season. Pack the right gear. Don't be an idiot, or you might freeze to death.
Or just stay home.
Or maybe getting cold and getting wet is your thing. Maybe I'm not here to shame
you. Maybe you want to stay home and have some soup.
I said, very good point. I'm never going to have to worry about this because I just don't go hiking. Thank goodness.
You're not an outdoorsy guy, Migs?
No, I'm going to stay at home and just watch some TV. That's about it.
Any activity that doesn't involve spandex is out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm never going to get lost in the squared circle, brother. Well, maybe mentally. The story about the Portland Trailblazers coach is just going crazy right now. We've got a few people texting saying, have you heard about what's going on with Chauncey Billups? Also, Miami's coach, I believe, Terry Rozier, or Rozier, however you pronounce it, busted in a massive FBI gambling sting, which is tied to rigged poker games and shady sports bets.
Big yikes. You know,
the irony is they didn't have to throw any Blazers games because they're terrible anyway. Like,
we suck. It doesn't matter. Also, speaking of sports, the Kraken back on the ice tonight. Hopefully they can beat the Winnipeg Jets. They're playing in Winnipeg, and that game starts at 5 p.m. As far as weather, we're in the high of 62 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.